One, Two, Buckle My Shoe by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser. One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, shut the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight. Nine, ten, a good fat hen. 11, 12, men must delve. 13, 14, maids are courting. 15, 16, maids in the kitchen. 17, 18, maids in waiting. 19, 20, my plate's empty. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. Mr. Morley was not in the best of tempers at breakfast. He complained of the bacon, wondered why the coffee had to have the appearance of liquid mud, and remarked that breakfast cereals were each one worse than the last. Mr. Morley was a small man with a decided jaw and a pugnacious chin. His sister, who kept house for him, was a large woman, rather like a female grenadier. She eyed her brother thoughtfully, and asked whether the bathwater had been cold again. Rather grudgingly, Mr. Morley said it had not. He glanced at the paper and remarked that the government seemed to be passing from a state of incompetence to one of positive imbecility. Miss Morley said in a deep bass voice that it was disgraceful. As a mere woman, she had always found whatever government happened to be in power distinctly useful. She urged her brother on to explain why the government's present policy was inconclusive, idiotic, imbecile, and frankly suicidal. When Mr. Morley had expressed himself fully on these points, he had a second cup of the despised coffee and unburdened himself of his true grievance. "These girls," he said, "are all the same, unreliable, self-centred, not to be depended on in any way." Miss Morley said interrogatively, "Gladys? I've just had the message. Her aunt's had a stroke and she's had to go down to some..."